Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Yo, Dre, you've been doing all this dope producing. You had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
Correctional facilities, cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on IQ, because it's steady get funky. When you got a subject and a predicate, add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage. And brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel.
Spread yourself. Do it good. Spread yourself. My boy, and show you how your track.
What up?
Drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG, that's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records are spinning again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end. Watch your brother blend, dope rhymes, but no help. There's no blessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. So some musicians, cubs at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to spread yourself. Do it good. Spread yourself.
Don't
do it.
A lyricist, your trade is a name for it. I make something dope on a record, that's what he came for. Kicking reality over saying itself, but it's important that you keep it in mind too.
Spread yourself.
From the heart, cause if you wanna start to move up the chart, then expression is a big part of it. You ain't efficient when you flow, you ain't swift, moving like a tortoise, full of rigor mortis. There's a little bit more to show. I got rhymes in my mind, embedded like an embryo or a lesson, all of them expression. And if you start fessing, I got a Smith and Wesson for you. I might ignore your record because it has no bottom. I get loose in the summer, winter, spring, and autumn. It's Dre on the mic, getting physical, doing a job. And WA is the lynch mob, it's a macabre, but you know you need this. And the knowledge is going just like a fetus or a tumor. Well, here's the rumor, Dre's in the neighborhood and he's up to no good. When I start expressing myself, yell and slam it, cause if I stay funky like this, I'm doing damage. Or I'ma be too hype and need a straight jacket. I got knowledge and other suckers lack it. So when you see Dre, a DJ on the mic, ask what it's like we're getting hyped tonight. Cause if a strike, it ain't for your good health, but I won't strike if you just
spread yourself.
Yo,
Lauren, line up,
please.
It's
It's funny how money changes situations. Miscommunication lead to complications. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Don Juan play young Lauren like she done. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did has already been done. I know all the tricks from Rich to Kingston. My kingdom, major kingdom, one run. To understand El Boogie, not violent. But if a thing tests me, run to me, gun. Can't take a threat to me, newborn son. El been this way since creation. A groupie call you far from temptation. Now you on ball over separation. Tarnish my image in the conversation. Who you gon' scrimmage like you the champion? You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. Now, how come your talk turned cold? Gain the whole world for the price of your soul. Trying to grab hold of what you can't control. Now you all lost for the sight to behold. Wisdom is better than silver and gold. I was hopeless, now I'm on hope roll. Every man wanna act like he's exempt. Need to get down on his knees and repent. Can't slick talk on the day of judgment. The movement's similar to a serpent. Try to play straight, how your whole style been? Consequences, no coincidence. Hypocrites always wanna play in the sand. Always wanna take it to the full out extent. Always wanna make it seem like good intent. Never wanna face it when it's time for punishment. I know you don't wanna hear my opinion. There's how many paths and you must choose one. And if you don't change, then the rain soon comes. So you might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just won one.
It is another absolutely beautiful day here where I am. The sun is beautifully shining. I'm on the inside, but I always like to acknowledge, you know, what the status of is, you know, as it relates to the sun. I also like to start off this, I'm going to raise broadcasting by opening up in the name and the power of Amen. We trust. We, the solar beings, breathe, we live, we move forward, and we have our being, and we are free. My name is Sanetra Menquares. I'm going to be talking about a discussion today as it relates to our communication. The title of today's broadcast is The Communication of the Solar Beings and the Future of the God Body. Now, with that, I would like to give a shout out to the goddesses and the gods who have been very instrumental over the past week. We are just newly coming together, but the amount of energy and the high vibration and the building and the communication that we have been sharing among each other has been absolutely invaluable. I want to give a shout out to the Brother Patah, the revolutionary, the Philadelphia revolutionary, who also has a blog talk show that we come together and build on every night Eastern Standard Time at 11 p.m. And all are welcome, you know, to come out, you know, for the sharing, you know, come out, comment, question, you know, and just join in. I'd also like to thank the goddess, send a shout out to the goddess V, Fire Goddess V. She is a strong queen and a force to be reckoned with. You know, as it relates to her mission, you know, nothing is stopping the sister from what she so desires and chooses to, you know, accomplish. And I wish her, you know, success in all of her righteous endeavors. And to my God, Brother Jehu. Jehu, you know, the brother is just a beautiful being, a solar being. And he has, you know, to me been an excellent example, a true example, you know, of the, you know, thing that we're missing among black men today. You know, he has his own mind as a man. He stands up on what he thinks as a man, and he moves out on that. You know, so I want to thank, you know, the God brother, you know, my solar brother, Brother Jehu, and also another beautiful goddess, soul goddess Kaja. You know, she is just absolutely a beautiful soul being and unique within herself. I just love her support and her expressions. And much continued to success to you, Goddess Kaja, also in all of your righteous endeavors as well. And also to the Goddess Oracle. Man, you know, what an elevating soul, a uplifting solar being. Her energy is just, you know, out of this realm. When you get those brothers and sisters who can truly travel out there in the galaxy and the universe with you, and you can build on that, you know, that's a magnificent, you know, that's a magnificent experience. You know, that's what we come here for. You know, those kinds of communications where you spark that light, where you spark that high intelligence. And, you know, when you come across those type of things in your life, you know, you're doing something. You know you're on your journey. You know you're on your mission because the Supreme Being, the Creator, the Most High, you know, is bringing people together. I also want to give a shout out, you know, and thanks to my ancestors who came before me and also to my future bloodline, you know, my one and only daughter, Kara, and my most magnificent, you know, God, brother, my solar being, my building buddy, my number one building buddy, my grandson, and I do mean that with a grandson. You know, shout out to the man child, Iman. Okay, now to get into this build, today's topic: the communication of the solar being and the future of the God body. Now, in the introduction, I was moved to reflect on one of the things, or let's remove that one and say some, quite a few, and or many of the things that we got from our generations going, you know, only just a few decades back, you know, was a different kind of communication. Even though the black family, you know, was under attack and has been attacked going all the way back to ancient times, you know, the black family was at least still about, you know, it's coming together. And not only just coming together, you know, but coming together on a high supportive frequency. Now, we came together and those things that we did when we came together, you know, we came together and, you know, the listening of our music, you know, and in that music, it was a timeless, soulful music. And these last few generations, you know, the world recognized, you know, through the TV shows, you know, like Soul Train, you know, you know, every Saturday morning, that was a thing that we used to do. You know, we used to get up and see who was going to be showcased on Soul Train, you know, and jump up off the couch, get up off the floor and get on the floor, you know, and start copying and learning those dance moves, you know, because if you was going to get, you know, a dance move, you know, that was going to have you ready to go, you know, if you was of age, you know, to get out there and party with the grown folks, you know, they had all the moves on Soul Train. And, you know, that was where we came together. You know, that was how we came together. You know, we were, you know, about our people. We were about, you know, our thing. You know, we're about our afros, our afro picks, you know, our unique style of clothing, you know, our soul love, you know, our interacting with each other, you know, and our families. That was what we did, you know. So we also had, you know, at that particular time, our, you know, our love affairs that we had with these entertainers, you know, of our time, you know, these comedians, these actors, these athletes. We really, really looked up to them. To them, because we recognized in them that these were truly the shining stars as it related to whatever particular endeavor that they were in. If they were running, they were, you know, among the top five of runners and the competitors. When it came to the games like basketball, especially, you know, football, our brothers was out there running the court and running the field, you know, with top speed. And I remember growing up as a child, I couldn't wait for the Olympics to come on so I could see those, you know, men and women, you know, just out there on that track. And they was just hitting that track with, you know, superhuman strength. It was just effortless how they were able to go about these magnificent feats that they were able to do. They were what you called at that particular time, poetry in motion in what they did. The comedians of that day, they had you rolling all over the floor. They just did that, you know. And, you know, as a black people, nobody laughs as hard as us. Nobody can make up a smile. When you have that support, and you know the comedians knew somebody was listening, and they was in their groove. It was just, you know, always a phenomenal show. There was always a performance out of this world. You know, the expressions that our people have given to us as it relates to artworks. Beautiful, beautiful artworks. I'm talking about the paintings and the drawings, you know, and the structures. They just, you know, were really about their creativity and it taking it as far as they could go. The poetry has been something that has been lasting with us in our communication. And also, you know, we are never going to be able to get away from our sense of style, you know, and our dress, you know, our uniqueness and how we make ourselves up, going all the way back to the time of we are about that hair and that makeup, you know, and doing what we need to do as it relates to, you know, looking good and smelling good. You know, that's just who we are as a people. As a black race of people at that particular time, it was not only that we were supportive of our own people, but the whole world was able to see in the black race of people, even though they still considered us, you know, worldwide, you know, as on as it relates to the economy, you know, the economic, you know, things, we were coming in last place and still are coming in last place. But they still would bring us to different countries, you know, for these different forms of entertainment, creativity, because they knew that they were looking at the best, you know, in the black race of people. And whether we recognize ourselves as, you know, the guys, you know, talents and skills that we had, the whole world recognizes, and they still do today. Now, we're going to flip the page because we are coming up to the present day and time, and we're going into the future too. But before we go into the present time, because it is not so much about the past, you know, the here and now, what it is really in truth all about is our future generations and building that strong foundation for them and bringing to them, you know, a sincere awareness, a sincere sense of community, a sincere understanding of who it is and what it is that they have the ability to become when they will tap into their God thinking, when they will come to go into themselves and pull from out of their soul what skills and talents that they have been gifted with through the Creator and utilize that as a elevation and a upliftment and to move the people, you know, those solar beings, those connected beings who are only going to be a select chosen few in the last days. And, you know, that's the reality of things. Whether we want to accept it or reject it, you could take any one topic as it relates to black people and add future to it, and you will be able to see for yourself that the other races, the human races, mankind, and the beast himself does not see the black race as it is, as it presently is, making it into the future. Don't take my word for it. You know, Google up things. And when you put in, you know, black man, black woman, and anything as it pertains to the future, you're going to find anything and everything but a black man and a black woman. They have already started their process. And they do things a few generations in advance. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years in advance, going all the way back to slavery. They put things in motion while we are still focused on, you know, the feel-good things, you know, the entertainment, the music, the TV shows, the athletics, the sport and play, you know, the clothes, the dress, the food, you know, all those things, you know, that make us feel good for the here and now, but we are not putting that effort, that energy, that thought, and that preparation into making sure that our former generations have a place in the future. We got to be about that today. Because if we don't be about it, nobody else will. And not only are they not going to be about that as it relates to us, the black race of people, they're going to do everything within their power, and they have been doing it for some long time, years, going all the way back to where we were displaced as the rulers and the gods and the goddesses and the kings and the queens from the throne. Yes, you know, you look around today, you know that was taken from us, and it was allowed. And it was allowed because we as black people, we failed in our duty to ourselves. We failed in our duty to each other as it relates to coming together and staying together and on the realms of communication. And our first downfall was in our disconnect and our communication with the God himself, the Amen God, who is our direct connection to our origin of where we came from the outer realms of the universe. Every time we hear each other say, you know, something as it pertains to us being a part of the created race of beings, you are not that. Come less than that in our deeds and actions. But the solar beings, the people of the sun, the black man and woman, are from the direct bloodline, from the DNA of the Creator, the one true living God, the Supreme Being, the Most High, who is in our image and not in the images of those, you know, that have been given, you know, to the religious organizations, you know, the some, you know, even through the consciousness communities. The Supreme Being, the Most High, the Creator, the all within all, the everything. That came from us. We came from that. We came from that triple womb of darkness. We always were from the beginning of a thought that manifested itself in the triple womb of darkness, and they created the second self, the first womb, the womb of the black woman, who then created the men, the women, and the children, who are us. And no one can claim to be us. They can pattern themselves after us. They can, you know, so desire to be like us, dance like us, talk like us, but they are not us. No one is the original men and women on the planet Earth except for those black people. But we lost our seat on the throne due to our disconnection from who we are. And we have taken on a identity that is that of a foster parent, you know, mankind. We've fallen down in the churches under, you know, the Holy Spirit, talking about loving and crying and pouring our heart out, you know, to JC, you know, Jesus Christ. We scraping our knees and scraping up our foreheads, patterning ourselves after these rituals. 5 times, you know, 7 times, 9 times, whatever many times a day. You know, patterning ourselves after, you know, those Arab peoples, those human beings that worship a spook god unknown. Same thing as Jesus Christ, and the same thing as these, you know, different forms of communities, you know, of religious, you know, beings who call themselves, you know, the Israelites, you know, the Els, the Moors, you know, the Bays. We have to be honest and tell the truth of ourselves. We have to go all the way back to where it is that we originated. We are a eternal, immortal people. And we go all the way back to thought. We go all the way back to that thought in the triple room of darkness. And we have to acknowledge the fact that we've been given, you know, a foster parentage here, and we accept it, you know, but it is not ours. It does not belong to us. The slave mind, the state of servitude, you know, this being a shucking, jiving, buck dancing, coon, negro, in deed, action, and thought. That is not who we are as a people. Okay? One of the things that I want to acknowledge is that there are a lot of men and women who come from the high intelligence. They come from the high, they're being birthed, you know, on the planet, you know, with that idea and that thought in mind, you know, coming here connected to the Supreme Being, to the Most High, and they are receiving these messages at birth. They're receiving the high intelligence of the Amen God family of beings. Yes, that's what you call our God family. That's who it is that we, you know, come from. That is who it is that we are directly connected to when we open up our minds and receive those messages and those 144,000 solar beings. You know who you are. You know that you have not been able to go along with the status quo. You know you don't think like everybody else. You know you have, you know, times of, you know, loneliness, you know, because you are so unique as it pertains to may see around you. You know you are not receptive to the same thing, you know, that everybody else is. And there's a reason for that. It is because you are in tune with that higher frequency that has your mind open to receive the higher intelligence of Amen and to receive that pure light, that message, that sunlight. And it, you know, it charges up your soul from the depths of your solar plexus and it energizes you. And it allows you to truly move with freedom, freedom of motion, freedom of thought. And you're not in bondage to those things that were systematically put in effect to keep those geniuses, those genius-minded male children. And not males, my apologies, I want to take that back. The man child and the woman child, you know, they come here with a knowingness already. They come here knowing who they are. And they come here further growing and evolving into their mission. And I really am in great appreciation of those genius-minded children who are not afraid. They're not fearful of tackling any of these sciences. They have come to deal with these scientists on a high level that people are in awe of. You have these young black men and women children who are dealing with mathematics. They're dealing with the science of business. They're dealing with entrepreneurship early on. They are taking their ideas and their thoughts and they are manifesting not only for themselves, but products and services, and coming into how it is to work with science and technology. And they're sharing these things. They're putting it out on the market. And they had to have that necessary support that's needed. They had to have, you know, community around them. Now, I have heard of many cases, you know, where a child genius, a man child or a woman child genius that's coming out of the Black community has said, you know, I owe it all due to my single mother. And we give, you know, we have to give, you know, props to and support for those women, you know, who had a good head on their shoulders, you know, who were strong enough to listen to and support and be of a aid and a help to their children and help them get to where they desire to go. Those are the things that we as the solar beings, those are the things that we need. We need these strong communities who are supportive of each other and doing things as it pertains to our elevation, our upliftment, and our enlightenment, so that we can be those producers that we desire for our future generations to become, to grow into, to evolve into. We're in the here and now right now, so it is our responsibility to be accountable for what we know and set up some foundation so they will be starting from coming out a starter block that's a little bit more elevated, you know, or a step above what it is that we came from. We've already come from, you know, and through and been affected by those things that cause the Black people, you know, that we see here among us, you know, to really, really, you know, destroy each other. And these things came from going all the way back to ancient history, you know, as it relates to us not being able to follow simple law and order as it relates to the natural growth and building of a people. The Amun God, regardless of what name he was known by at that time, whether it be the Anunnaki or, you know, whatever the case may be, on the Egyptian walls, in the Sumerian texts, you know, in the different writings, you know, that the ancient Nubians, you know, had, you know, that came out of Kemet, and those writings that came from the Olmecs as well, we were given a very, very simple instruction to follow as it related to us remaining the gods and the kings and the, you know, the queens and the goddesses and the scientists and staying in rulership over those beings who were created to be the slave. We were not put on this planet to be on the condition that we're in. And because we broke that natural law that was given to us from our direct bloodline, from the God family of beings, from our actual parentage, and we forfeited, we failed to follow through as it related to our survival as a God race of beings. We mixed our seed, and therefore the bloodline became, you know, diluted and polluted. It's just the, you know, the truth of the matter of things as it relates to, you know, what it is. And when we acknowledge and come face to face with the fact that we are still doing the same exact thing that we did, you know, yesterday. And not only are we still doing the same exact thing that took us out of, you know, the place of being the God and the Goddess, the King and the Queen, the ruler over everything, all in all, everything created that you see, we are now coming to the brink of extinction, where it is being allowed for those created beings, the human race, the different races of people are coming together, and they are taking from our superior genetics, our bloodline, and they are mixing that seed so that the black race, the ancient gods and goddesses, the ancient kings and queens, the ancient rulers, the ancient, you know, scientists are going to be no more. They have already set it in motion to continue to mix the seed with their seed, to continue to mix the seed of the God with the human race, so that there will be no more black people on the planet. Look it up. You don't have to believe it, but after a while, if we don't wake up to the truth and reality of all these things that are going on around us, it is eventually going to be that way. Now, those solar beings, those chosen elect of the God, those ones who know who they are and who are awakening to what it is that is happening all around us, and who are coming together in communication and support of, we're going to make it. We're going to make it through these trials, these tribulations, these tests, and these revelations. So with that, you know, I want to thank, you know, the God family that has tuned in thus far. I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and your God sister will be right back with you. I'm going to turn on for you now a great tune from our the goddess Lauryn Hill, Everything is Everything.
Yo, we about to check.
One more.
All right, that was beautiful. That was, Lauryn Hill with Everything is Everything. As I was, in tune with the lyrics, I recall how, coming up, we as a soul people, as solar beings, we were always in tune with vibing with the music, that music that, back in the day, the old school. Music not only had a message in it, but also, was moving to us. It would get into our soul. It would move our being. It would inspire. And we were, commonly using the same, phrases, that we would hear, in the music. Just like, Lauryn Hill, was saying, everything is everything. What's going on with Marvin Gaye? There are many, even today, you got the Erica, Badu's, with the master teachers, we are using all these phrases, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And one of the things that is important is that we are not so accepting of the garbage, that has been, put in front of us, feed off of, because it's not like, what it was that we used to receive, back in the day. And, I'm going to, share some proof, shed some light on the topic. Because these are things, when we look at them, we already know. In our former music, we would give the expression to our higher thoughts. We would greet each other, based upon this music, ask each other as a people, especially the people at down in the South, walk past your brother and sister without a smile. Without a what's going on, with a what's up and a hello, how's your day, how you doing, everything all right, what's going on, man, what's up. Today, we have gotten so far away from just doing the simplest of things because we all on some other kind of low vibration. Some other kind of low energy. And it's due to what has systematically been put in place to keep us from connecting. Reconnecting with the Supreme Being, the Creator, the Most High, foremost. Reconnecting with our higher self from our lower self, foremost. Because in reconnecting with our higher self, our true self, our Amen God body self, we must connect to the Creator. We must connect to the Supreme Being, the Most High. We are systematically being distracted. And the brother on the last night's broadcast, he made mention of something that many of us who have come through, different schools of thought, and are seeking and are searching, we are aware. We are aware of, these writings and, these doings, everything that stems from what's coming out of or what has come out of, the Catholic, the Roman Catholic Church. Everything, that stems from, the Masonic orders. The Illuminatis of the world, the elites who have made sure that they have hidden this knowledge going all the way back, as far back, as, when it is that they decided that, they were going to put it in motion, if they could ever become, you know, the rulers of the planet, they were definitely going to make sure that they did it not only on the backs, so they did it in a way so that those people who they did it on the backs on wouldn't even know what the hell had happened to them, you know? And that's how it is today. Black people here in America and all over the world are walking around in a state of darkness, mental confusion, mental death, and they don't even know what the hell happened. They don't have a clue. They're clueless. They are just continuing to feed off of what it is that the status quo says. The status quo says, you know, you should only go so high, and then only going so high, you know, in your low state of existence, you know, this is okay for you to be a particular way and think a particular way and depend on others and not do anything for yourself, you know, and, you know, war and fight with each other and kill each other in the street and verbally and mentally and psychologically abuse each other and take from each other and beat each other down, even on the world stage, because as it relates to the world and how you are seen today, even though, yeah, you can make the people laugh and you can bug dance and coon and sing, and you have, you know, still some athletic proudness that you are being pimped for every day on a day-to-day basis, yeah, you could do all that. But at the end of the day, the world sees you as a good for nothing black savage. That's how the world sees us. Because we don't have any economic status. We don't have any family structure anymore. We are not picking and choosing who it is that we, you know, lay with and who it is that we, you know, take into our bosom, you know, as, you know, our mate. We want anything and everything but each other. We have been conditioned to want anything and everything but a black woman. Man, when I hear these Negroes and they get on these talk shows and they talk about how nobody wants the black woman, and I think to myself, well, I'll be damned. The nerve of some of these people, because I myself am a black woman. And that's not what I saw of my father, my biological father, and my mother. My father loved my mother dearly. That's not what I saw of my grandparents, both sets of my grandparents. Both of those men loved those women dearly and would not have been able to damn near, you know, make it to the next day if it was not for having those black women in their lives. And I can go all the way back to my great-grandparents because I was given that benefit of seeing them and how it is that our family knew to take care of those precious gems who were the foundation that our particular bloodline was built on. So when I hear, a man say, "Don't nobody want the black woman," I'm like saying to myself, "You damn coon, nigga, Negro-minded," you know, just repeating those things that have been systematically put in place that are coming out of the minds of just the Negro slave. Minded, dead, mentally dead-minded mentality. And these kind of things come from your father, like it says, you know, in the scripture. If you were of the God, the Supreme Being, the Most High, then you would love me. You would love yourself. Not just something out of yourself. You would love me. Because I am you. But no, you are of your father, your adopted father, your surrogate father, the beast, the devil, you know, the satanic mind. So the things of your father are those things that which you do. You cannot serve two gods. You're going to love one and you're going to hate the other. So therefore, that's where this particular mindset stems from. It stems from that adopted thought. Because the soul, for so many decades, as we have been, you know, coming, you know, to this earth realm, and, you know, the soul has been leaving the body and then, you know, taking on another temple, taking on another house, another body. For all these many, many years, the soul has always been. And it is not synonymous with the spirit. We have to keep repeating that. But there is a spirit, a entity of self-hatred, you know, that our people, you know, has adopted. It's a spirit of those, of that hatred that you see that is externally trying to survive. It is the spirit of a race that is also dying, of these different human races, because they have killed. You know, they are killing slowly. Hell, in some cases, not slowly, because if you go to the rainforest, you know, they taking those trees down with a quickness. You know, it is the spirit of the destruction, you know, that is in the, you know, mankind, you know, for the sake of economics, for the sake of power, for the sake of money, for the sake of being in control. The same spirit that hates to see what would happen if the black people, the black men, and the black women were to wake up and truly started reconnecting with the source of their power, the source, the God source, the God force, the energy that will put them back where they belong as a people. You know, it's truly one thing to say that you love yourself, but your deeds and actions reflect something altogether different. You can say that you love yourself, but in truth, when you look at, you know, those things that you are feeding off of, whether it be the kinds of a music that they have today, you know, which is a music that is meant to destroy the minds of the people, you know, whether it be the, you know, the sense of belonging, you know, and doing the same thing that you see, you know, the next person doing, you know, whether it be, you know, a style or a dress, or a fad, or a trend, you know, these things, and how it is that we spend and engage our time, you know, what are we doing, you know, in the time, you know, that we have, you know, for ourselves? What are these things that we are doing? What are we doing to ourselves? What are we doing, you know, as a people? And why are we not fighting those things that were put in place systematically? We have to share what was done to us as a people, and we have to come face to face with what we have done to ourselves. And I'm going to bring my God brother on, if he doesn't mind, because in our building last night, you know, the brother spoke to us in depth, you know, about these things that we have been doing. And then we're going to wrap up the last 15 minutes talking about our future. But I'm going to bring my God, Brother Jay Hu, on and, you know, ask him, you know, to speak as it relates to, in particularly, you know, Willie Lynch, the church, the organizations, and these different distractions. 337, Brother Jay Hu, are you live on the line, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I hear you, and I'm, you know, very, very grateful, you know, as your, you know, God's sister, you know, and as your sister solar being that you're here with me. Thank you so much. Like I was sharing, Brother God, Brother Jehu, I wanted you to share, you know, your knowledge as it relates to, you know, the Willie Lynch, you know, and the systematic, you know, distractions of music, entertainment, you know, sport and play, church organizations. Brother, would you please expound on those things?
Okay, first of all, I'd like to say peace to the guards and the goddess, and also in the name of Amun, by the power of Amun, that we trust, that we move forward within ourselves to ultra understanding to our higher selves. Now, last
yes.
night on the broadcast, on the Pratar broadcast, I spoke about how the beast has subdued the minds of our so-called black people because they knew the order of a way to control our people. And like I said, on the time they had enslaved our people, they played a psychological game with their minds. And like I said, that's
yes.
when Lynchet came up with a mechanism how to destroy them from the inside and out. So what they did was, they made the slaves turn against themselves. Like I said, that concept is a true concept because if it's like an organization, you can destroy an organization from inside and out. So that's what they
right.
did with the black people because they had them in a trauma state. And anytime they go into a trauma state or deal with emotion, their mind will shut down. Because anybody know about trauma? Trauma deals with emotion. When a person that's full of emotion, they cannot think. They just react. So basically they're moving on impulse and stuff like that. So like I said, they knew the science how to break down our people. And therefore that's why our people came out of slavery emotional. They came out of slavery emotional. And ever since then, so they never recovered from that. They never recovered from that. It's like they are in a mental dead state. And like I said
mm-hmm.
last time on the broadcast, communication is very important. You see, the beast knew that.
Right.
So therefore,
he had to
control their minds. I mean, he tried to do it the physical way, but he see that it was kind of our people was physical strong because of the bloodline. So he had to come back
right.
and do them in another way. And that's why they had to get someone that was a master of that. So that's why they got Willie Lynch because, like I said, he was a master of this. He was a genius of this. He made the slaves turn against themselves, mother and father, father and mother, old and young, light skin versus dark skin, like I said. And therefore, that caused a division amongst them. And like I
right.
said, then the one who funded all this was the RCC. Like I said, that's a long story with itself. Like I said, because all the religion is the same thing anyway. It's all the same concept. It's all the same book.
Right.
It is called it different names with different phrases, but basically it's all the same system. So like I said, today, how do you think the black people today? Because right now, we are antisocial. That means that we're not talking with one another. Like I said, and
right.
once the beast controlled the mind of our people, they knew that they was able to destroy them even on a family level. The average black woman and
Come
black
on.
Man don't even talk right now. If they did, like right now, I know some couples right now, they don't even talk. The average black man and black woman don't even talk. Because like you said, sister, they come home, they go to work, and sometimes they don't even have time for their children. You see? Their children also being subdued. Their children also being subdued in them schools, those so-called public schools. Because the kids come back, see, when the kids go to those public schools, they're being indoctrinated with the white man's false philosophy anyway. So when they come back home, they'd be all messed up. And every time anytime their parents try to tell them something about what's true, they don't want to hear that. Oh, no, the teacher ain't saying this. Oh, she ain't saying that. See? Therefore, that's what
wow.
I'm talking about. All these things was devised to conquer the homes. And once they destroy the homes, then you'll be able to destroy what? The community.
That's right. That's right.
So therefore,
that's a very good point, Brother Jehu. You know,
yes,
I failed to mention, you know, as it relates to the schools. And that's very good point. Yes, sir. Please continue.
Okay, like I said, see, the main idea was once the Willie Lynch had devised this mechanism amongst the black people, he was able to what? Genocide they genes from generation to generation. They knew this. That's why he told them and said, this mechanism is gonna work for the last gonna work up to about 500 years. And today it's
That's
still
right.
in place. See? Because mm-hmm. people don't understand how the mind works. Once a mind becomes mentally dead, once a mind becomes subdued on a form of mind control, therefore you was able to manipulate the genes of those people based on what? Thought patterns. So therefore, if anybody knows about psychological profiles and serial killers and stuff like that, by a person shut down or be into some state of trauma, they will become these kind of people. Rapists, killers, murderers, adulterers, liars, and whatever else you want to call it like that. Anything that's a form of evil out there. See, they knew all that. See, because these people are in a low energy state. So therefore, by them being under some kind of mind control, therefore they'll be able to be manipulated in every way. And therefore, that's why they form these so-called organizations to keep their mind what closed. See?
That's right.
The first thing they're going to tell you, if it's not dealing with religion, they don't want to hear it. Okay? Because, first of all, when they go in there, the preacher be talking, they be clapping, but at the same time, they don't ask no questions. Okay? And you got certain people that's in the religion, like the Masons, they make sure that they keep these things in check. That's why the Masons is there for. They make sure these things is kept in check. Because they also work for Illuminati, too. See? If anybody starts asking questions, what they going to do? They're going to raise up an eyebrow. And therefore, they're going to report back to the master. See? See, all these things.
Well, you know, one thing. Go ahead.
Go ahead, sister. Go ahead. Go ahead. Ask me a question.
You know, one thing that brings to mind when you are, you know, speaking about these things, you know, as it stems from, you know, the systematic enslavement of the mind, you know, coming all the way up from, you know, the Willie Lynch, you know, papers and, you know, teaching and the, you know, what it is that we are exposed to that is put in, you know, put in motion through the Masonic orders. What I can't really figure out, I don't want to expand on it a whole lot, is how is it that, you know, we as black people, you know, I know you mentioned that coming out of slavery, it caused us so much trauma that we are so emotional as a people today. How is it that we still continue to want to trust and believe in and embrace those, you know, these situations and, you know, the beast that put us in a situation in the first place? How is it that our athletes and our entertainers, you know, can sell their souls because they're going to get, you know, a few dimes and dollars, you know, from people, you know, who they know are pimping them and using them as slaves and breaking them down and are going to sell them out at the end of the day anyway? How is it that we are still in this state of mind?
Well, the simple answer is that to that, sister, it's fear. They fear the oppressor. Inferiority.
Fear, that's
they
right.
They are afraid of the white man or the European race, or matter of fact, any other race. That's why they give the other races more respect than their own people. And that's true. They give respect to the other races more than their own kind, their own race. I've seen this many times. The average black man and black woman would smile to a white woman or a white man, but when it comes down to you, they look at you all stupid. They won't say nothing.
Yeah.
Back in the
We didn't used to be like that. We didn't used to be like that, you know? We used to smile and say, how you doing?
And that's why I say, sister, that's why I say today we are antisocial, because we don't communicate.
Indeed.
Therefore, if you don't communicate, you don't share information. It's like a man and woman that stay in the same house. They could be sitting in the same house, hating each other all day long. Oh, you this, you that, or I'm doing all the work, or you not doing it. See, the constant confusion going on within the house. See? And at the same time, the children is looking at all this. Look, why they arguing? Why they cursing each other? Why? So therefore, that plays a psychological effect on them in time too. Because if they see their parents arguing like that, it's sooner or later, when she's trying to go up and go come along with society, she gonna have the same mindset as them. You see? It's like a virus.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a virus, sister. It's like a virus. And see, that's what they wanted. That's why they devised a mechanism to put it into their genes. Because they know that
when you said it's like a virus, you know, it made me think in terms of, you know, the actual programming. You know, we have been programmed with a mental virus through all this redundant programming. You know, all this all these things that are going against us, you know, through the images that we hear, through the images that we see, you know, on these TV shows, in the movies, you know, through the messages that we're hearing in the music, and, you know, how we see ourselves when we're walking down the street, you know. And I know for where I live in particular, we have, more young people, you know, they're into, you know, putting these big giant earrings in their lobes. You know, some got them in their lips. You know, they got all these piercings and tattoos, you know. And in my mind, I'm thinking, what kind of expression is that? You know, it just looks kind of, it's just straight up savage and barbaric. You know, and that is the mindset that we are functioning in as it relates to interacting with each other. We don't act like civilized people anymore. And you know, God, Brother Jehu, when you can, you know, get more people who are using social media to capture, you know, some kind of form of embarrassment. You understand what I'm saying? You know, some women out there fighting and pulling off wigs and weaves, you know, or brothers,
right.
You know, punking each other out, you know, and, you know, belittling each other and beating each other down, you know, or, you know, this is what we do. We don't consider, you know, jumping in to help our brother or sister. We don't consider, you know, breaking it up. You know, we've deemed ourselves, you know, we have adopted the mind of doing what it is that we see being done to us on TV. Because that's what the filmmakers do. You know,
right,
I mean,
right.
It's a deep,
right.
Yeah, they have become, you know, the own, you know, they have become the capturers of everything that's wrong. You know, I mean, because I have seen, yes, I have seen, you know, media youth in a positive light. I have seen some beautiful things, you know, but for those of us who are, you know, still not utilizing this technology, you know, for what it should be meant for, I see it going, you know, more towards, you know, being used for negativity and to destroy the minds of black people and to tear us down, you know, whether it be, you know, individual on top of individual, you know, or group against group. You know, it's more along, you know, those mental insanity, you know, the slave-mindedness. You know, the demonic, you know, possessions, you know, that's in people, you know, that's making them, you know, to lash out at people, you know, in the mindset, you know, that has men and women going against their nature as it relates to each other and relating to themselves and us relating to each other, you know, and us reversing, you know, our roles, you know, in ways that it's you know, reflecting that, you know, we don't have no light. You know, we really are in the dark. I don't care what we say. I don't care, you know, what kind of higher thinking we think we are sharing. You know, I don't care, you know, if we talk about, you know, all these new age, you know, things. I don't care what we think we know of metaphysics. But at the end of the day, you know, if you're saying something else and your deeds and actions are reflecting, you know, that you are a slave, you understand what I'm saying, God, Brother Jehu? I mean, you have people who are promoting, you know, solutions. You know, they want you to buy their music because they think that they have found something, you know, that's going to, you know, is what the people want. But, you know, in truth, it's just more of the same, you know, slave indoctrinating, you know, stuff.
Right, sister, you're right. Actually, it's correct because the so-called celebrities, they're just leeching off their own people. Let me say it again. They're just leeching off their own people. That's what they're doing because it's all about the money to them. And like at the same time, as they're receiving money from their own people, at the same time they're giving praise to the beast. See?
Mm.
That's why you see most celebrities with a white woman or all white man. You see? You see that? And also, you see the women that is on a high platform, looking like the white woman, and that's something that just and to today that's acceptable amongst the black woman. I see a lot of black women in my area looking like they white women. See, therefore, by them doing that, they're trying to be like another race. And like I said, you know, I heard what you said earlier about the black man downgrading his black woman. But now they got the black woman downgrading her black man by doing that. When she do that, she's saying that she want to be with a white man. She want to be with other races. When she look like that, that's what she's saying. Therefore, she's throwing away her black man as well, too. See?
You're right.
These days, it's both ways these days. They're gone, you know. And then if you try to address the issue to them, try to make them understand, they're going to hate you for it. Because they still got the mind of the what? The oppressor, the beast. You don't want to hear that. Only thing they want to hear about money, things that they're trying to get, or trying to be out there entertaining with a false sensation, or it's all about their self-pride and ego, but at the same time, it's not about the truth for them. Or then every Sunday they go into those so-called animal houses or buildings, saying that, oh, Jesus is going to save us, but at the same time they're being slaughtered by the same people that made them worship a false image, but at the same time they still get praise to these people. That's crazy.
You're right. It is a form of mental insanity, you know, that we have to start pointing out in each other. You know, we got to start, like you said, bro, you know, it's not just a black man, you know, who has, you know, thrown away his black woman, you know, his queen and his goddess. You know, the black woman, you know, is absolutely positively, you know, responsible for doing the same thing. And when I reflect on the messenger saying, you know, a nation can rise no higher than its woman. It makes me think on, you know, that same, you have a saying as well, you know, there's no such thing, you know, as no good woman. You know, she was made that way by a no good man. And in most cases, you know, the no good man, you know, is the man that, you know, she is worshiping and she is serving, you know, as a, you know, as a mate beside who it is that she came on the planet to be with. You know, we came here to be with our own kind. We came here to be with each other. And in the future, whether we are accepting it or not, they are going to phase out. They're going to, if if those two-thirds, you know, of the, do I have it right, Brother Jehu? Was it two-thirds, you know, that are going to be deceived? Or is it the, I got it mixed up.
I think it is two-thirds, I believe, sister. I think it's two-thirds.
Well, it's the two-thirds. It was the two-thirds that would be tricked and deceived into being and doing and thinking something other than they are. You know, it's going to be, you know, the one-third, you know, that does come to wake up, you know, wake up to the fact and the truth of the matter, you know, that we have just as much a right, you know, and more so of a right, because our connection and our bloodline, you know, to the Supreme Being who created everything that we see here on this planet today, and in our right, because, you know, everything that you see around, everything that, you know, has been created, you know, has come from the mind of the original beings, you know, the solar beings, you know, the God men and God women who came from the bloodline of the Ahmen men and Ahmen women. So coming out of what it is that we have been exposed to, we have to, you know, educate. We have to educate our future races and, you know, stop being okay with those around us who are dragging up their children instead of raising and elevating. You know, we have to raise and elevate so that we can be seen as a beacon of light for those elect, God chosen of people, that 144,000 elect select number of God thinking men, women, and children who are going to see themselves coming out of this hell, you know, death and destructive way of being that has been, you know, presented to us as a lifestyle, as a way of life. You know, so with that, God, Brother Jehu, I want to immensely thank you, you know, for honoring me, you know, today with your presence. It made for a uplifting and inspirational broadcast for me. God, Brother Jehu, I want to thank you. We are coming at the end of our time. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Did you have a closing comment? We only got 5 minutes, so.
Okay, I would like to say I want to thank the gods and goddess for listening to the broadcast. And I hope that we can build off of this and move forward. And sister, I want to thank you for putting on the broadcast and feature you and the rest of the day.
Yes, sir. I think we're going to have a part, you know, so we can get the God Builders on here and have a fireside chat. I'm going to try to arrange that. But I think that would be a beautiful, beautiful exercise, you know, for the God, you know, Builders and the solar beings, you know, that 144,000, you know, we're looking, you know, to elevate, educate, and uplift so that we can be sure that we get out of here, you know, together, and we will. So with that, I'm going to close out. My name is Sinetra Menquares, and I'm going to close out in the name and the power of Amen. We solar beings, we breathe, we live, we move, and we are free, and we have our being. I'm going to close out with today's final song from Marvin Gaye, What's Going On?
Hey, what's up, man?
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we
don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? Talk to me so you can't.